That giggle was so like
menacing.
Nah, it wasn't even menacing, bro. It was like a little sneaky thing. Like,
you leave the choice to me.
That's why I hate Gary sometimes.
He was just like such a giggly man.
All right, let's go. Y'all ready for a good one?
Okay, no cursing for 5 seconds.
Cheers, mofos.
No talking.
Let
the music play.
Take your bitch, give her back, insane. Send her pack, and she was acting crazy. Going bad, shit, in the backseat, rain. She was classy, now she nasty. Hey, I'm a bastard, I'm a bastard. Hey, don't believe me.
Shut your face, you gay. Oh, try to sneak another one in on us.
You could've.
Nah, they would've charged us. Wait, if you do that, does it count as a new song? Does it count as a new, like, timer?
Well,
does your new clock start?
Irrelevant. Let's go.
No, it's relevant. Does the new shot clock start?
Let's do one pod where we're not talking about pre-production in the beginning.
Is it like where they tell you that you got to clear the ball?
Fuck it.
That's one. $1 in the jar.
God. Damn it, Michael.
You can't say damn it either.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Throw up.
Wait, so Mike ruined it already?
No, we're good.
I ruined it.
Demonetized.
Mr. Two Song and Let's Talk About Pre-Production at the beginning. I ruined it?
Said you love me, but I don't care. 8. I'm a dickhead.
Now it's just going to be like, he's going to play songs just to like wrap people up.
Like, I'm gonna be like the Oscars.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna have wrap up music. And wrap it up, yo.
Awful pod again.
No, it's not, because you know why? Because even if we do tend to get off track, we're always gonna be off the rails.
Off the rails.
Ooh, ooh. Remember, old big boy. Ooh, ooh. Off the rails.
The cowbells.
All right, fuzzy, fantabulous show.
That's what a cowbell.
This is the podcast.
Like. All right.
Ooh, with hot takes and no breaks. So strap the fuck in. I'm Rich, devil in this bitch. Pod is to my left.
It's me, Ralph Bambosa.
Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
Fuck George Lopez. Potter to my right.
It is me. It's Johnny Bambosa.
Big Mike. All up on Mike.
And Boba Fett. And I'm not allowed to say the next part. Mike banned me from saying my closer. Yeah. But it's lit in your home.
Wait, why?
What happened to you? What happened to your soundboard?
I didn't have it queued up.
Oh, I'm about to say, like,
it wasn't queued up, and I didn't want you guys to point it out.
But good cleanup, though.
But
like,
then you did. And
his finger, like, literally went, oh, wait, there's nothing there.
I was ready, and then
from
I realized.
Periphery, I saw your finger move.
Hey, don't look at my fingers without my permission.
Stop having fat ass fingers.
What's up, y'all?
What up?
I just want to point out that I've been noticing that you have a lot more grays lately.
Oh, I'm Mr. Gray.
Like, no, like, I think in a couple, like, weeks?
No, I've been gray for, I'd say years.
Going on 3 years now.
But no, like, I got the beard grays over here.
So I'm not okay with it, right? I got these two that come down the middle of my beard, and I always pluck them out. Should I just leave it?
You know what it is? It's because your ultimate lighting is where you saw the grays. Mm. Right? That's what it is. Your parfait lighting has brought out your grays.
I was trying not to address Gary and his dumbass 30 minutes that he wasted.
Oh, really?
Look how lit it is. It's lit in here. It's lit in here.
Gary had to do something because somebody forgot their soundboard.
And the cameraman is brown.
We're not allowed to say that anymore, man.
Fuck it. Off the rails. Gary couldn't help himself.
There we go. Oh, wait. While he looks for it.
Hold on. Yeah, right. Lit in here,
huh? One more time.
It's lit in here, huh?
Goddamn right. No, I used to be ready with a soundboard, and then...
You smoked.
No, and then we had this thing, and the shit wasn't long enough, so I just stopped using the soundboard. But we back now, so...
Back, baby.
I don't want to exit. Yeah, right. Let's go. Right.
Somehow on point and accurate.
Always. I'm good. If you guys give me a chance.
We've given you plenty of chances.
Mike. Listen to your heart.
When he's calling for you.
Didn't Lil Wayne do a song over that?
I believe so, yeah.
I think he did. It was on like one of the, what was the album that leaked before it was supposed to?
The Drought.
Was it The Drought? Or no, it was maybe one of the Carters. Maybe it was The Drought. But one of them, like, he leaked the whole album. And I think it was, like, on those unreleased songs. Had that sample.
Wasn't it plenty of Carters that leaked before the actual actual Carter dropped, because like the whole point was him not getting paid, right? So weren't there like other ones that just leaked?
No, but this wasn't a Carter, because okay. this was a, he used to rap over all the different types of beats.
Gotcha. You guys remember, maybe you don't, but Lil Wayne released this thing, I think it was like 200 tracks, where he just rapped all the verses from his notebook, and when he said he was going to stop writing shit, and he was only going to rhyme off the top.
Yeah, that's when he became the best rapper alive, yeah, and it's me again, Ralph Barbosa.
Why, dude? Where'd you see him?
In his cohort, Johnny Barbosa. Yeah, that's my brother. We're from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, somehow sounding like we're from New York, but we're from Dallas.
Yeah, but it's me, Ralph Barbosa.
And again, Johnny Barbosa.
Johnny, now, you guys are not allowed to fucking decide on characters in pre-pro. And he fucking not warned me. Look,
he could clearly be something Barbosa but has refused to join, but gets mad at ours.
And I'm Ricky Balboa.
Rookie.
Never mind.
It's me, Rookie
Character's Barbosa. Over. Rookie Balboa.
You know what?
Well, what's the Suns player? He should have been him. LiAngelo Barbosa?
Oh my
no,
god.
No, yeah, Lee. Yeah, no.
Leander?
Leander!
The homie Leander Barbosa.
D'Angelo Barbosa? Hey, remember when I thought I was going to win the league with LaMelo, and then LaMelo played 5 games the whole season?
Man. Oh, my whole starting lineup, Ja Morant got caught up. Cat got injured.
Yo, Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Is just a young kid, or is he stupid?
Kobe Bryant.
Well, did we talk about this already?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well then remind me, and moving on.
Let's talk about something interesting. Mike
is gay.
You've been just,
are you gay?
This is the second time you call me. You obviously had something queued up. I'm curious.
I wanted to know if you spent more than 3 hours at the movie theater today.
It was
more than three?
No, the movie was about 2 hours and a half. With trailers, of course, 3 hours.
What did you watch?
John Wick 4.
Okay.
John Wick Chapter 4 for all the movie nerds. But it did seem long because like the fight, there was a lot more fighting than they had to fill all that time, of course, with fighting. It wasn't too ridiculous. The ridiculousness was like...
on MTV.
Shout out to Rock Your Day.
24/7.
And Chanel West Coast.
The ridiculousness was ludicrous. And shout out to Steel O'Brien. It was beautifulness.
Shout out to Ludicrous.
No, it was dope, bro. I enjoyed it.
Load up.
I suggest y'all go watch it. Yeah, even if y'all not John Wick fans, that shit was like...
I like the first two John Wicks, but I don't remember the third one. I don't even remember anything from the second one, to be honest. I remember they stole his dog. That's about it.
They packed it with a couple more characters, and it helped out. I enjoyed it. I wasn't mad of being there for so many hours, even though, like I said, it was only 2 hours and a half. 3 hours seems like a long movie for me. It was just 2 hours and a half.
I'm also Constantine.
Is that why you asked me?
Okay. Yeah, but does Keanu Reeves, because he's older now, is he still like a action star to you? Like he could still pull it off?
He talks like this in the movie.
And not like, it's me, Ralph Barbosa.
Hey, and don't forget his brother, Johnny Barbosa. You know me. Rookie Balboa.
Fucking dicks. How come you guys don't like my character?
I love it. No, nobody.
Look, this time you did good, but you butchered this person.
I was laughing.
I'm going to just be the character that says a bunch of racist shit. I'm going to sink our ship right now.
No, but. That is hilarious. No, he.
Like when I say.
Okay.
the mic that. Was on his mouth. You couldn't see him. He was moving his mouth. Anyway. What I liked about the action scenes, they weren't so fast where it just seemed ridiculous. It was like a medium slow dance where you could tell like he's getting old. Fighting is tiring. Like he can't fight throughout this whole movie and be on point the whole time. No, like he's literally like, all the fighting he's doing, the slower he gets, the more it makes sense. You're like, oh, well, he has been fighting for like X amount of minutes. He is pretty fucking tired. What?
Where's Ted?
What about, what's the best action movie you guys have ever seen?
That's a good question. Ricardo had told me Raid earlier.
The Raid is, Raid 1 and 2 and are probably two. The best action movies ever made.
Ong Bak.
Ong Bak was really good. Right. I enjoyed that. Tony Jaa, that wasn't that one, well, not probably one of his first, but one of his well-known
Tony
movies.
Jaa!
Where's
Jaa? But I enjoyed that Ong Bak. Dude, the best action movie, it's hard to say. Because I'm not a big, like, I'm not an action connoisseur.
All right, how about, because these are all
what
movies.
What are you, connoisseur?
Are you connoisseur right now?
That's what he should have said. But...
Oh, man. He got angry. He looked like he was dinosaur right now.
Nah, he's chilly. He's a little cold soul right now.
Okay. We're trying to pick a pussy. He trying to score right now.
We're going off sword. All right.
And we're back with
it's me, Ralph Barbosa.
And don't forget his brother, Johnny Barbosa.
Go ahead, Brookie.
Go ahead. This is our retarded cousin. You guys are kind of dorks right now.
No, we sound like Mo too. A lot of people sound like that.
You sound like Mo, Patty, and Selma all over.
Yeah, I have honestly no clue where I'm deriving my character from. Yeah. I just took a little bit of
wherever
yours.
And... you're deriving him from, derive him all the way back because that shit sucks.
Nope, you love
nothing
it.
On that.
No.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, man.
Sorry, went over my head.
Derive him all the way back.
Oh, like, damn! When you have to explain your joke.
Fuck. I see what's going on this pod. I see it early. Oh. Okay. You want to play big man?
You have your.
Do you know something
action?
About cocaine? Dig on me.
Scarface is good. Would is Scarface good. Be considered an action?
Drama
movie?
Action, yeah. Drama. Action.
At the end,
I don't like this narrative that Scarface doesn't hold up.
Oh, who said
Scarface
that?
Is also 3 hours long? And no, thank you.
Really?
You don't like 3 hour long movies?
No, only movie I watched 3 hours long is Blood In, Blood Out. Mm. That's 4 hours long.
You watch Avengers Endgame.
Close. What?
You watch Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame is really good. And also like the Dark
Knight.
But
only
Knight
the second
movies.
Half. Huh? Only the second half. I don't start watching until I hear him say Captain say, Avengers Assemble. And that's
but
how
you
watching.
Sat through the
on your left.
Yo, what the
I don't feel
fuck?
So hot.
That's not Endgame.
That's like Rick and Morty Spider-Man right there.
Hey, Rick. Rick, why am I disappearing? I don't feel so hot.
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
It was funny, dude. When you like, Rick and Morty's my song, and then you said that, I was like, wait, what?
Hey,
I forgot
Rick.
He released that.
What's this guy talking about? Remember when, who was it that got Rick and Morty on their album? Wasn't it Logic?
Possibly.
Didn't he get like,
sounds like a Logic move?
He got the voices to Rick and Morty on one of his like mixtapes.
So real quick sidebar: the guy who does the voices left the show because of his domestic violence case. Today I saw that his domestic violence case was basically dismissed.
Wasn't it more than domestic violence? Wasn't it like he was like
I don't know the details to be honest. Yeah, I don't know the details.
Damn.
He's a horny man.
Whatever it was, he got dismissed. And so what does he get
Dick
to go
horny.
Back?
Dick and horny. Dick and horny. No, I'm dick and horny.
So you were saying Blood In, Blood Out is your... Is that what you said?
No, I'm saying...
It's a long movie.
It's a long movie that I would watch because I've seen it a million times.
Is that
I don't
the
get
movie?
Bored because I know pretty much every part of it.
I always get these movies confused.
That's
which
not
one
American
is that
Me.
No, it's not... I know. Okay, I know for sure it isn't American Me. So the only Latino movies I should worry about is American Me, Blood In, Blood Out, and what's the other one? There's a third one. La Bamba, right?
La Bamba, but okay. Then there's like...
Boulevard Nights.
I haven't seen that one.
You don't know about Chuco?
No. Yeah, man. I gotta watch Boulevard Nights.
Chuco, man.
You can skip it. I don't think it holds up that well.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of it.
It's a slow burn. Yeah. It's from like the 70s
that's
or
still
80s.
Edward James Olmos, right?
No, not in Boulevard Nights.
Boulevard Nights. I'm thinking about a different movie then that doesn't hold up.
So is Trejo the only character or the only actor from his like... That's been in his movies that says almost is basically trash.
Because
Trejo like talks shit about Edward James almost
because
these days.
They were in American Me together.
Because he's a dickhead.
Who, Edward?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never heard anybody else say anything except
everybody for knows he's a dickhead.
Danny Trejo.
Damn, but I would say that Edward James Olmos EJO is
as we call him.
Yeah, not so.
And have Ralph Mimosa called him EJO.
As only you guys call him EJO.
Echo.
Echo. Echo. Boom boom boom.
No. Gay movie. Whoa.
It's scary.
Take
me.
Off your headphones.
Pre-pro.
I don't like you guys fucking planning game plans.
Nobody playing shit, first off.
I don't like this.
Get on your fucking P's and Q's then, motherfucker.
Ants. I don't like them.
There we go. We back.
So we were talking about
Edward James almost being a dickhead.
No, he's not even top five Edwards, right?
Nah, there's Edward Norton. There's
Scissorhands.
Eddie Winslow. Edward Scissorhands.
He said scissor. You went from real to life. Let's go to fucking.
Then we going Team Edward.
Yeah.
He's probably number one.
Word? Because he's Batman now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I'd probably go Eddie Winslow as number one.
And Demetrius.
Oh, he got his ass beat.
And we got Eddie Griffin.
Okay, but yeah, I hear too much that he took like
Eddie Murphy.
Wait, hold on, I want to hear this. What?
Well, that he took, shouts to Eddie Murphy. But it's not Edward Murphy.
Was it Edwin Murphy? What other Ed do you know, bitch?
I think his name is Edgar.
Edgar Murphy?
Yo, that'd be hilarious.
And then Eddie Griffin, I heard that he took
Edgar!
A long time, like, he would take his liberties on stage. And like, oh yeah, comedians.
I heard about that too.
But I mean, maybe he was funny for 7 hours. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I mean, when you cooking, you cooking.
Yeah.
Who would?
Edgar Griffin.
Edward Edwin.
Edward Edgard. Edwin Edgerton the Third.
Yeah. Griffin.
Do it.
It wasn't Edgar. It was like someone was wearing Edgar.
War.
Like an Edgar suit.
Host of intergalactic cracker.
Zed.
Con Air. Danny Trejo's in Con Air.
He is.
He's Juan Roses? Juan.
Hey, you know he's little?
Yeah, I heard he's really, really small.
I forget where I saw this, but yeah. He's a short motherfucker.
Don't let my chat there fool you. He is a little man.
He's a short guy, bro.
He's a little duende.
I forget who told me, or maybe he was standing next to somebody, and I was like, yo, he's short.
He's short as shit.
You know who else is short?
Horny.
Like I was watching.
Yo, to apologize is more hilarious because he never does.
No,
like it was so bad that he had to. Because
I said I was gonna respect you guys.
Yeah, you said horny.
Horny.
Sorry. Should have said sorry. Hey, good.
Fuck off. That's good. Don't ever set me up like that again.
When you see disrespect me.
Fucking disrespect.
When you see this, know it's coming.
You better get ready, cause here I come.
Who else are the tall, short actors in our fucking?
Nah, that's what I was gonna say. I was watching. I forgot
Rock.
Where.
You know,
I was.
The Rock's only 5'6".
Oh, yesterday.
Shut the fuck. Fuck out of here.
A Rock's small as shit.
The Rock.
Can you imagine, bro?
The Rock is another good action movie. I don't know what I did, but I got him.
He imagined a 5'6" Rock is what he did.
That's a bevel.
That's the type of high dick we get into. The Rock is 5'6". I don't know what got me, but it got me, man. I'm taller than him, and I'm Ralph Bebos.
Yeah, and I agree with him, and I'm Johnny Bob.
Yo, this is going to be our most hated episode, but this is so funny to me.
All right, so The Rock, right?
Yeah,
the
little ass.
Little ass rock. That's what his show should have been called. What's it called? It's called Little Rock, right?
It's called Young Rock. And that shit is trash.
We in Arizona. Yeah,
yeah, we out here.
Little ass rock. Little ass rock. That's funny to me, bro. Like somebody that don't know, because you always have those people that don't know the name of shows.
Yeah.
Somebody just come in like, yo, watch that show. What's that show with Rock?
That show sucks, Rock? Though. Mm-hmm. Not good.
I've never watched.
I've seen a couple episodes. Not good. Adam Ray's a Vince McMahon. He's a funny guy.
I heard. Well, no, I didn't hear, but.
Sharp Dick.
What if The Rock in his movies was like actually The Rock and not Dwayne Johnson? Can you picture?
Shut up, bitch!
Thank you. Can you picture Dwayne Johnson being The Rock in one of his roles? Like,
he did that for like the first couple movies, didn't he? No. He was hitting rock bottoms left and right.
Oh yeah, he still does rock bottoms. Like,
did he do one for Black Adam?
Fast and Furious.
I think he did. Those. Oh yeah, for those for sure. Yeah,
he did do it in Fast and Furious. He did it in remember that movie with Sean William Scott.
The Rundown. I love that movie, bro.
I love The Rock's early acting days when he still had like the haircut.
Yeah. Walking Tall. Yeah. Great Walking fucking Tall. Movie. Loved it.
Gridiron Gang.
Gridiron Gang was good. Yeah, but no, Walking Tall and Rundown is definitely up there. Scorpion King, eh.
But he was in The Mummy Returns and he was like PS2 character. yeah, PS2 graphics. He like that. Go ahead, Rich. Do your claws.
He looked like GoldenEye.
It makes it funnier because he's just looking at the fucking screen.
He's
just looking at himself.
We recently played GoldenEye, so I know how he moves and shit. Terrible mechanics.
You know what's crazy? So, speaking of Rock, so Shazam came out. And
Shazam!
I don't know if you saw this. It was going.
The boys be boys.
Didn't you say you're gonna stop, bitch? So, this is going on in the around. This is going on around the internet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, now you're pissing me off. This is when I have to watch him. This is when Shazam came out. You gonna choke again? Don't live my life. Don't choke on the iced coffee. Apparently, because you know The Rock was trying to basically run DC. Damn. He was trying to run DC.
That's right. Yeah. He was trying to be number one over there.
So apparently when the Shazam movie came out, word got out that he was blocking all the characters from his movie to go on to fucking Shazam post credits. Mm-hmm. And he called it like, I'm not allowing this to happen. And basically, his attitude is what basically caused his demise from, you know, not making any more Black Adams or even being part of the DC universe.
Well, no, because what's his name? James Gunn took over DC?
Yeah, he did.
James Gunn
is somebody. I forget the other guy's name.
Rouse Bubbles. Yeah, and I think it was Johnny Bubbles who was with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's back. Yo, man. But so James Gunn is now like releasing all the. Have you seen the slew? Or what do you call it?
Yeah, it's like the slates for the movies that are coming up. Yeah.
The slew? Have you seen the slew?
The slew?
Yeah, that's the slut without a T.
The slew?
That slut without a T. The slew.
Thanks, rookie.
You stupid.
Dog.
I'm back, baby.
It's interesting the movies that he has coming up. Like, it has nothing that we expected.
But I'm excited to see. Hopefully, they're good.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't know much about them, but it turned out to be one of their most successful franchises in Marvel. So, all these other ones might be dope. And Peacemaker was like, who is this random character that John Cena is playing? And it turned out to be a really great show.
And Suicide John Cena's Squad. Dick.
Suicide Squad was dope.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Well, part two. Suicide Squad.
I preferred. Yeah, I like.
With the kaiju?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Big old starfish.
Starro was his name. He was a villain. Yeah.
It's funny how that's like also a term for sex.
What?
When somebody's a starfish.
Chocolate starfish.
When someone's
Chocolate biscuit.
That too. Chocolate starfish, hot dog, flavored water. You're talking about ass sex.
Yeah.
But no, when you have somebody who's a starfish fucker, it means they just lay there.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, where's this going? Yeah,
no, that was called when they're like starfish.
Yeah.
It's usually a girl. You usually call them that. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the gay community.
I mean, I
come
later like that too.
Wait, hold up. You said it's usually a girl, and then you said, I don't know, I'm not in the gay community. How does that make sense?
Because you know how gay fools pound each other's ass from the front?
it's usually a girl, but you know how these gay fools be pounding each other out?
he got me lost for a second.
No, you never had sex.
You never had gay sex, bro. You never had gay sex.
You never had gay sex. You never put a man in a pretzel.
That's what we do here on our show.
It's me, Ralph Barbosa.
Yeah, John Barbosa. We talk about gay sex.
Hey, rookie, you ever had sex with a man?
You are gay.
Oh, man.
That means you're gay.
All right, so I'm going to play something for you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Also, man, don't go crazy, you know what I'm saying? These local countries, they have their own economy set up, you know what I'm saying? In some places, for instance, in the...
You know what this is?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Do you know what this is?
No.
All right, look, I'm going to...
Yeah, sure.
DR, you know, average person pays between $100 and $200 a month for rent, you know what I'm saying? So if you, you know, Papi De Nero, you come down here, you know what I'm saying, you spending... You know, $200-$300 on a female in a day, man. You just blowing things way out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? You're messing up the economy, the local economy. So now, the next guy comes down, these women are gonna expect way more than probably ever seen. I ain't gonna say deserve, you know what I'm saying? You can get what you can get out of life, you know what I'm saying? But
he just broke, is what he's saying.
You know, if you're an American man and you're not having the success you want as far as dating, you come to a foreign country and you have a lot more opportunity and access, you start to go crazy. That kind of throws things off, man. It makes an imbalance, if you will, in the force and the system.
That would have had me dying, bro.
Where the fuck did he go?
I'm going to stop it right there.
He went to the DR.
He went to the DR. he was basically he's complaining about like having to pay more than usual to have sex with, you know, or for sex workers, exactly. For
basically, ladies. I guess before, like his uncles or his dad or whatever told him that if you go down there with a couple $100, you live like a king, have the time of your life. But this motherfucker went over there with a budget, had plans on it, and all of a sudden these women are charging him fucking how much they should be charging him, and he's mad. So he
shame.
But what's funny is
give me your coochie.
He's acting like he really cares about the economy, dog. No, you don't care about that economy. You just mad because you had plans on it.
You're fucking up the balance.
Dog, when he said the balance of the force, I was like, Star Wars, bro.
He's right.
Oh, man.
He's
I actually had a little Twitter around about
never,
this.
You never felt that? Like, when, like, to a certain degree, when you were in school, and, like, there's this one chick that was, like, the cute chick in class, and then, like, this new guy shows up and he fucks up the balance. And like now,
it was your turn,
and now everybody pays attention. Everybody pays attention to him and shit.
Plans on it, bro.
Fuck, man, because he's new, so everybody wants to be his friend. Yo, and
new
now,
new girl and new guy always got the love, bro.
Yeah,
fucking.
I remember
kid.
That. I remember that. I would be like, yo, maybe this new girl I
bro,
can get at.
Loved it. I love the idea of a new school year, new girls. What? Who's that? Yes, like
it's Jess.
That's funny.
Good job, Boos.
Who's that girl?
It's Ralph Barbosa. Don't forget his brother, Johnny Barbosa.
Why didn't I see that shit coming?
Oh, man. I'm just glad that you can go first so I can catch. I have enough time to catch up.
This is like when Mike was doing the. Ooh,
you know who you could be, though? You could be a great Damon Wayans. You sound like Damon Wayans.
What part?
Your voice.
How you talking right now?
The whole
you
thing.
Right now, you talking like Damon Wayans. That's how you talk. That's how you
sound. So I sound like I'm in My Wife and Kids?
Yeah. That's
no,
exactly how you sound.
Damon Wayans Jr.
Damon Wayans Jr. Yeah. He's the one that was getting the story read to him in Don't Be a Menace.
Oh, was that really him?
No.
Oh.
That was Marlon, you fucking idiot. Or was it Sean? I forget. Who's the one that had
Marlon? It was Sean reading it to
his dad.
Yeah. I forget the
girl. Bitch, don't correct me. Make me look bad on camera in front of my friends. In front of my friends.
Watch the movie, bitch.
These are the otters, man.
Yeah, shout out to the otters.
No, but was I actually had it happen
is
to
that
me.
Is that simple?
When I was a new kid.
Oh, I thought you went to DR and because
hey,
of inflation.
Hey, bro, I might just.
Went to DR to pick up bitches?
I might just with a better budget now that I know.
You know, with so many women going to like these foreign countries to get like plastic surgery and dying, you would think that would stop.
No.
Nah, ain't gonna
they
stop.
Feel like they can beat that.
I ain't never gonna stop. Yeah,
anybody who's an addict or likes to do shit over and over again, they're gonna try it because they feel like they're like the exception to the rule. But you never are, bro.
Who's addicted to plastic surgery?
Nigga, Gary. Yeah, look that up on YouTube, bro.
Gary,
nah, you said Gary.
Would you ever get plastic surgery on anything?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Is there something you'd,
I like?
Pull down his pants. Like that. Oh, that's look.
I've been waiting for you to ask. I've actually been waiting.
Take a look at my new dick. I call him Ralph Mamposa.
Hey, don't forget his other brother dick, Daddy Mamposa.
His brother dick. Oh, why are they both black?
I hate this episode.
Shit, you and me both, bro. All right, so that's been a combo.
So you said it's an interesting question because you would want to, or do you think it's...
Yeah, what do you want to fix?
No, I don't think I
maybe
need...
there's something tiny you want to tweak. Maybe you wish your nose was fatter.
No, I feel like I have a fat enough nose.
Maybe you wish your dick was fatter. Who knows?
I don't know, my dick is cool. I'm cool. I'm married, so it don't even matter.
She bought
so
it.
So what? You can still...
she took the car off the lot.
You can still improve that
they
car.
They call it Big Lots. No?
Nothing for that.
Nothing for that.
I'll get nothing for that. It's me, Rookie Bell Boss.
Wait, so you don't want to re-impress her?
Nah, I don't need to.
What if you could surprise her, like, but bam, bam, and then, you know, re-spark?
Nah,
I want him to reinvigorate his dick.
I'll buy her flowers, bro.
Yeah.
That works?
Yes.
Let's go.
Flowers.
Look at Gary, the ultimate romantic. You be dropping rose petals on the floor leading to the bed.
I've never done that yet. Nah. But I mean it's in the bag.
Okay,
you know?
So give me one romantic thing that you do.
I'll buy her flowers on a whim. I cook for her every single day.
On a whim?
On a whim they love that. On a rent,
then, like on a motherfucking Tuesday.
Yeah, they love that. They love that.
They
love that shit.
And here's another thing. It's nice to look at.
Yeah,
actually, I appreciate a big flower thing nowadays.
Because you're a plant guy.
Yeah, I'm a plant guy.
You're a plant guy now.
I'm a plant.
Watch the stories.
I've been working at the plant so long that I'm a plant. You've been working at the plant so long. You're a plant. Yeah. Look at your damn boots. They're starting to grow roots.
And Mike's gay. But you're a fag.
Wait, what?
You meant
edit.
Yeah.
Mike's gay.
We're gonna edit all that shit. Did you like halfway look at the camera and try to point to where we were or some shit like that?
Look at the camera.
Look at Gary. Look at Gary, buddy.
Mike's gay.
I should have done that. But this is an audio experience.
That's funny. Funny. Wait, you really gonna block yourself?
You know what? Sometimes when
don't be a faggot.
You feel like
this is a safe space.
Sometimes when you feel like you're just floating out there off into the middle of the nowhere, you could really use an anchor to keep you in place.
Yes, sir. Anchor.
And now today, if you sign up with Anchor and you use promo code Otter, you'll get 10%. I'm just kidding. You won't get shit.
Yeah, not yet. We ain't there yet. But we're working.
But would that be the promo code? What would the promo code be? If they asked us today, someone asked us to be a sponsor and they're like, we need to give you guys a promo code.
OTR, right?
Pretty much.
Off the rails, too?
That's what we got so far.
Rails?
Just Rails. Promo code Rails.
Rails. Rails is cool because it sounds like we're doing cocaine.
We are. Hey, man. Hey, cocaine. Actually, double entendre. We're crazy. We're off the rails. Uh-huh. We're also off the rails.
Off the rails with
Benny. Remember like old Beavis and Butthead? Beavis would just wild out.
I don't remember.
When they were like,
did you watch anything?
It was the Vegas. When they were going to Vegas, right?
Give me fucking top five childhood shows.
No, but I did like Beavis and Butthead Do America. Yeah. That was a movie, but
I watched that many a times.
I just the Beavis
top five childhood shows. Go.
Fresh Prince, Family Matters, I'd say Sesame Street.
Bitch.
Why? You don't like Sesame Street? You said child. You didn't say from what year to what
year. I guess, you're right. I didn't say how far
child,
back.
Child. Tiny Toons.
Mad aggressive.
Muppet babies.
Tiny Toons. Muppet Babies.
Power Rangers.
Teletubbies.
Nah, I was never
that was past his age. Yeah.
I was
he was older by then.
Time for Tubby Bye Bye.
Yeah, man. That's like six right there. What about you?
Power Rangers, Beast Wars,
all the ones we've talked about on the pod, right?
Yup.
Shark Tank.
Here's a fucking curveball.
Did you try to say Street Shark?
Here's a curveball. Step by step.
Step by step.
Day by day.
Yeah.
Living Single.
We are
living. Yeah, Living Single is awesome.
Ooh, in a 90s kind of world, I'm glad I got my... Oh, keep your head up. What? Yeah. Keep your head up. That's right.
All right. Let's rank. All right. This is bad. All right. We're going to do both. Let's do both. We'll rank women on Living Single.
Mm.
And then we'll rank the men. Like, not if you want...
Oh,
Mary fuck kill. Let's do Mary fuck kill.
Mary fuck kill, and y'all, I'm gonna go. Kyle was the sexy one.
Kyle, Khadijah's.
No, Kyle was the one that was always mad at Max, and they were fighting. They're
the okay. That's what. Who's Khadijah?
Because Kyle had like
Khadijah's Queen Latifah.
Yeah, the divorce. Yeah, this is me, Kyle.
Yeah. It was going on there.
And then it's Odie.
And then Obi the dumb Obi. You can get stomped by Obi.
Yeah.
45 ball head and something can't hold me.
Real name Overton.
Yeah, Overton.
Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there another guy or was it just them two?
It was Obi and Kyle. And then occasionally,
it was three on two.
Occasionally,
it was Ira and Russell.
It was the Jamaican Russell would come by and he would go, Khadijah.
Yeah. I don't remember him.
Do you watch anything?
I don't remember things.
It's all on HBO Max.
Well, I'm HBO Max. Go back and watch.
Back and watch, or do you actually remember these things?
Dude, I fucking fall asleep to Living Single.
Oh, you do?
Oh, well, see, that's the thing, yeah.
I fall asleep to a lot of my old shows. Living Single was on HBO Max. Jamie Foxx show.
Of course.
Another sleepy banger.
Banger? That what you...
That's what he called a sleepy show.
Sleepy banger.
He gets high and watches a sleepy banger.
What's your sleepy banger?
I don't have sleepy banger.
Oh, well, shit. New segment.
I mean, yeah.
Sleepy banger.
Sleepy banger.
What's something you can put on to fall asleep to or something that just comforts you?
I don't have...
Sleepy banger.
I usually just watch... but I just play that...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Sleepy bangers. Okay, good.
Okay. All of that for that.
Nothing for that.
No, I don't
respect me, man.
I don't really go to sleep to shows. I play
podcast.
Rainfall.
I got
you do.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms.
Thunderstorm.
It's just mad loud.
I'm gonna make it thunderstorm.
It's Fat Joe. It's thunderstorm.
We make it rain on them hoes.
They're just shaking pans.
It's like a fucking rain dance.
I pay for people to be outside my door making rain sounds.
Just fucking sheet pans.
You just admitted to enslaving Native Americans.
What?
I didn't say what nationality they were, sir. I could have told you had Caucasians outside.
Yeah, you called them what Cajuns?
Caucasians.
Alright, Gary, you? What's one of your sleepy bangers?
Sleepy banger.
Name of the episode, Sleepy Bangers.
Yeah. Not Ralph Apples.
That's definitely not Ralph Apples.
It
made me vomit in my mouth, Balboza.
Two different YouTube wrestling channels. That's what I...
So you fall asleep to...
No. No.
By God,
he killed him.
Listen to Owen Hart hitting the canvas.
Damn, no.
She got dork, son.
I listen to lists. Different lists. From different wrestling channels.
Top five wrestlers of the 80s.
Yeah, some shit like
Ric
that.
Ric Flair.
But they get into it, though.
Not you have autoplay on?
No.
Okay.
I fall asleep quick.
With his knack for fashion and his ability to always bring the flair, Ric Flair was our number three flashiest wrestler of the 80s.
What's his favorite?
If it wasn't from fur coats to gold watches, mm-hmm. from white hair to... Shit, I ran out of
I said in this voice, Rolex.
Hey, does his daughter look like him?
Darren Wayans Jr. voice.
Does his daughter look like him? She's a wrestler now, right?
Not really.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Not anymore.
Charlotte. Oh, yeah, because you got all that plasto.
Her name is Charlie Flair?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
No, but I mean, you'd call her Charlie.
I don't even think her real name is Charlotte. I think her.
No, that's true. Yeah, possibly. You're probably right.
I think her wrestling name is Charlotte because she's from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
She's like a stripper. Like she came up with a stage name.
All wrestlers don't have their real wrestlers. Names. Yeah.
You mean his name isn't The Rock?
And his name is not Ric Flair. Yeah, that's not his real name. It's like William.
Okay, my it's name
like
isn't
Richard Fleer or something. Rich. Like that.
Which is funnier, like, let me just play with my name.
So what's his fucking real name?
Richard Fleer. Wow. Yeah. And The Rock is not The Rock, it's Dwayne Johnson.
It's not even Dwayne Johnson.
Is it not? What is it?
Stage name.
It's Ralph Balboa.
It's Ralph! Exactly. It's Rookie Balboa.
I was Googling, I couldn't join, sorry.
It's okay.
The fact that he picked it up, that's a good friend.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
I got another thing. Wait, were we done with the hookers in
Office?
We left aboard. Somewhere else.
Oh, hookers abroad.
We're done whenever you want to be done, Poppy.
I got this OnlyFans model.
Why'd I call you Poppy?
With a long tongue. You heard about her? You seen her?
Yeah.
The blindest girl?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I've seen her a couple times.
I'll send you a clip.
Please. For research purposes.
What's her name?
All right, so her ex-boyfriend.
Who is?
I don't know. Who? Irrelevant.
Okay, thought it might be.
He logged into her OnlyFans account and started posting things and changed the account number. Things. You know, like sex things.
The
sexy
things
pictures,
he posts, you know,
pictures.
The things.
Yeah.
Of himself?
No, of her.
No, the sex of the things.
That she sent to him, or that's on his phone. He logged into her OnlyFans account.
No, I know, but I was like, isn't that what she's already doing?
Yes, but this is why.
Here's the kicker.
Yes, here's the kicker, if you let me explain. So.
He is tired of you.
You don't respect the chain.
I can't even see it today. Oh, there it is.
And that's your problem.
The chain of command.
You know how I'm a chain guy now?
Oh, yeah. Dear God, that's funny.
I'm also professional. Caught it, kept it going.
Professional? Like...
Caught it, kept it going. Caught it, kept it going.
Yo! He said professional, and he waved his hand at
all that for that? You never
look
seen
at this guy.
You ever seen a video of that news anchor who gets, like, the whole fucking half the set dropped on his head?
Yes.
Fuck Gary's segment,
and he stopped.
Right? Like,
no,
fuck what Gary was talking about.
I'm just saying, he stopped because he wasn't a professional.
Yeah.
You know, I stumbled a little bit, but I kept going.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, he changed the account to go to his account.
Damn. Like,
all the money that's going to in their OnlyFans is now going to his account.
Makes sense.
So now he's being sued for revenge porn, and the number is $6.3 billion. She is
Which
suing
is crazy to me.
For $6.3 billion.
When I read that, dumb. I was like, how? Like, he is a nobody. Where is he getting the money from?
I mean, that would mean that she was... capable of making $6.3 billion on her own, which she wasn't.
Yeah. Is she like assuming that everything
I don't
that
even know
posted?
Who she is, therefore my wiener doesn't, therefore she's not that famous.
I feel like she's famous.
That just make me...
No,
the,
she's been around social media.
The
famous
scale.
Her tongue is very famous on social media. It's not even fat. It's a skinny long tongue.
Show me.
The fuck look it up on
No, I mean demonstrate.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Gary?
Yo, he knew. Yo, he knew he was next, and pursed his lips, bro. He literally knew he was coming for him, and he pursed his lips.
Oh yeah, you coming for me?
Yeah. You coming for me? But that's crazy, bro. What did she assume? Like all the revenge porn that it would have made that much? No,
revenge porn.
No, but porn. It's still revenge porn. It's still illegal.
No, 100%.
6.3.
Yeah, come on.
Nah.
You're an idiot. Your lawyer's an idiot.
He's never gonna pay. He can't pay for that.
If she's asking for monthly payments, like, okay, fuck it. Yeah, I'll pay you $6.3 billion. If I die before and you don't get it, that's on me. I mean, that's on you. But that's crazy. There's no way.
That's still prison time.
No way.
That'll be prison time.
That's true. I don't know if he is going to get prison time for that, if that all goes through.
Prison time, jail time, there's a difference, right?
Captain 7, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, because prison means you go into, like, the big house.
Yeah.
Jail, you're just in like county. Okay. Like you're like in like, you know, those.
Either way,
you like can the holding fuck. Cells basically where they have like the bunks and shit and you're like with a bunch of other guys. Mm-hmm. But prison is you're actually in a cell with a bunk mate or not. Mm-hmm. Or not. Maybe with your sheet around your neck. Shouts your to hand you. Around your dick. Shouts to Robin Williams. Out here.
I was watching the show Perry Mason on HBO. I like it. It's on season 2 now.
Yeah, I saw that it was. I just wasn't know Perry Mason.
And they
cut, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
They cut to this scene where the girl is like on the bed and she's like,
"What's good, Ma?"
That was weird. Or, no, that was odd or something like that. And then she like throws the belt back at the guy. Like, so she was being choked. Being choked the whole time with a belt.
Damn. Like, yo, was Anthony Bourdain was drugs or did he audio asphyxiate erotic?
Ooh, I don't know. I thought
I said that wrong. Sorry, I was trying to drink my drink.
One of the best documentaries is his.
You know, I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Yeah. Roadrunner.
Yeah,
Anthony Bourdain got to the pearly gates, and they're like, "We didn't call your number," and he's like, "What? My buzzer went off." And they're like, "We have no reservations."
Are you trying to stand? You trying to stand up? You trying to stand up?
I got a solid 5 minutes. Yeah, I'm working on. I'm working on my five, man.
I think we all are, right?
Hey, are you? Did that actually come from you?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty good. That's pretty fucking.
I just thought of it right now. Should I put that? Should I add that to my five?
No,
is that going?
Hey, man. Whatever. You try it out. See if it works.
Better than what.
You've been doing.
I just want to take this episode to let everybody know. Shout out to my otters. Shout out to all my spicy otters. Those are the girls. You know, like they have a chicken sandwich and a spicy chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Or spicy otters? Uh-huh. Give it to me. Anyways, I just want to tell you guys that I'm going to start my career in stand-up. I'm going to start with a solid 5 minutes that I'm working on. Been working on it for years. I think we're almost there.
That's what's up. That's good. You know, I ate shit the other day because I was like doing the same thing. I got like 5 jokes in my head. I haven't written them down, but I've been working on
them. Let's hear
one. I want to go to like open mics and
I'll go with you. Shit.
Yeah,
I'll both do it.
I say we all 3 of us go do it so we can grow this.
All 3 of us go do it. We record it.
Yeah,
we'll bring Al. She could be cameraman. Yeah. Shout out to Al. I'm not allowed to bring up the cameraman.
Cameraman Mike. Will be white.
Cameraman will be white. Also native.
White-ish.
Hello. White-ish, the new show coming to you from ABC. White-ish. She's like, you south. Anthony Anderson's still in it somehow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll bring Gary's not happy about
it. Gary's like, wait.
No, that was a shot.
Is it it was.
It really was. Isn't it Anthony Anderson, buddy? I slug it in. So Al will record us. I'll do our set.
Yo, we got Anthony Anderson, buddy.
oh, recently lost a lot of weight ass. Yo, this is Gary's pet peeve. He's so mad.
Because they kind of look mad. The same, bro.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm not mad.
I'm livid. But what were we saying before that?
You were
talking about your tight five.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we all excuse me? It's a tight 6.5, if I'm telling the truth. I'm going to be honest. You know the song. It's like the Larry Parker commercial. You know the story. Mm-hmm. Bitch, tell the story again. How much did he get you?
You know the story.
Yeah, Larry Parker got me. And he stops. You know the story. Bitch, what if I don't? That's really presumptuous of you. So we'll go. We'll all do our set. 5 minutes at open mic. Al will record. You know, maybe we'll bring some other people just to kind of at least give us some pity claps.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. We'll review each 5-minute set. Because when we're up there, we're not going to know what's going on. We're definitely not going to be paying attention to anybody else. We're
probably
going to
eat shit.
And then we're gonna analyze it in front of each other. Honestly.
Have you been to an open mic before?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike used to go.
Yeah. Years ago,
and I remember we saw the video on the pod.
Yeah. I pussied out of going up.
Mm-hmm. Did they call your name?
I took his name actually.
I think they did call my name.
They called your name. You didn't want to go up, and I went up for you.
Yeah,
I see the resemblance.
At that time,
he hates that. Oh, baby.
at that time, yeah. When we were, when we were kind of neck and neck, my cousin came to a party and she was like talking to him. Fat ass. And she says,
"Which neck,
dumb bitch?"
Yeah, he mad at you, bro.
He mad right now.
He mad right now.
What are you saying?
Go ahead, Mike. She basically said twinning. And Ricardo was dancing and having a good time. And she's like, look at both of you twinning. He stopped dancing and was pissed off, bro, the rest of the night. He hates being compared to me. Like, luckily for him, I like food.
You guys want to hear my type five?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Oh. You think I'm going to do that for free? Nah, you got to sign up to the Patreon.
Should we start a Patreon?
Yeah, $1 a month.
Shout out to Kim Kong, because I'm a Kip now. No.
Okay, we're gonna start a Patreon. We're gonna bring back. Remember the dollar menu?
Yeah.
So our Patreon is gonna be a dollar menu. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be $1 to start off. You know, to help grow the pod. And if you want to make double, that's $2. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna get you access to one bonus behind the scenes.
Is this
video.
Part of your type five?
What do you mean? I thought you want to start a Patreon. I'm trying to tell you how to start it. The fuck. You gotta even bring up a topic and then I start talking about the topic. You don't want to talk about topics?
We don't even get plays, so it's like.
Oh, you want that? If we get five people to subscribe, that's $5 between us. Bitch, you want to make money or not?
We text our friends. Yo, like, real
I promise quick. You, if you yes and me, I'll lead you to the promised land. I see all the jokes before they happen.
My bad. You're right. So what's the McChicken? What's the McChicken?
Tell us about the triple double.
The McGangbang? That's a $5 tier.
Tell us about the 20 piece.
Yo, you'll get behind the scenes video of us roasting each other.
Oh my God.
3 minutes long, though.
All right,
1 minute each.
Slap rap.
like, look.
You'll get behind the scenes. It's a to dope slap rap. The podcast that never happened.
It's a dope idea, but then once McDonald's gets a hold of that shit, yeah. We're done, so.
We won't call them McDoubles. We'll call them something else. Come on. Rallies? What were the Rallies burgers called?
Yo, so we're going to change it to fast food chains after each. Every time a fast food chain comes after us, all right, we go to the next fast food chain.
Hey, bitch, you act like I don't have these chicken stars, Carl Jr.
Stick with what you know, I guess.
We're Carl Sr. Fuck off, Garrett. Yo, stick around. I got a heart out. Now, bitch,
meet me outside.
How about that?
Oh, man.
Yo, do you think the dudes that signed up to her OnlyFans as soon as she hit 18 are
all left
nasty? Catch me outside, girl.
Yeah, cause they were. Then wasn't it like just boom? Like
yeah, they're groomers
on the dot. The clock struck midnight.
But if she's opening the OnlyFans. As she hits 18, what's the difference?
Oh, you subbed?
No, you did not. You will not get my credit card information. No, because I heard another podcast talking about it. Fuck.
No, yeah.
Bingo cards. Mm-hmm. Talking about how she thinks that the dudes that signed up to her OnlyFans as soon as she turned 18 are creeps.
Yeah.
Because that means that they were looking at her before she was 18.
She love it, though.
But, yeah, so isn't she now an adult? So now she is taking advantage of the world.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Or her,
but
her
are
subscribers.
They creeps?
They're creeps, but she's a creep too now. She could be a creep too now.
By definition, I think anybody, I don't think, but like, I guess if you watch porn, well, somebody could define you as a creep.
Yeah.
But I don't think that. But this shit that he's talking about, hey, man, I guess, hey. Dude.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. And I'm Ralph Barbosa.
Don't forget about the boy Daddy Barbosa. I don't belong here.
Oh, Rookie.
Oh, he did it again. He did it again, Ralph. What are you going to do?
We're off the rails.
You guys are weirdos. Speaking of weirdos, shout out to Diplo, who likes getting his dick sucked by dudes. Mm-hmm. Gay or not. New segment called Gay or Not.
I think you're just jealous.
No, I mean, getting your dick sucked by a dude, that's probably gay.
Diplo really took Ricardo's joke away from him. Because Ricardo, 100%. When I was talking about...
I had this joke episode like 3 of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Champions, just the barbershop where we recorded that episode. I left my sweater there, by the way. I need that back. Run that back.
Fucking 4 years
later. Run that back 4 years later. I'm going to need my sweater. I left that shit like in the bathroom. Remember when they gave us the t-shirts?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Nope.
Nothing for that?
I don't remember.
Well, when we went. We want
to forget about that night.
You.
What do you mean you?
Fucking sneak attacking me outside while I'm drunk. You bitch.
Oh. Anyways, you want to talk about it?
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Talk about your dumbass joke.
Yeah, let's see your type 5.
No.
Yo, I didn't even say that. He hating on your type 5. All right,
so told my mom I'm going to quit my job and do stand-up comedy. Les started laughing at me. I was like, why? So I'm already crushing it. A lot of people, I know what you're saying. Is that DJ Khaled up there? Get it out of your systems.
Hold on.
I got it.
Another one. Another one.
Yo, him being on stage and all the hecklers yelling another one would be amazing, bro.
Hey, badass.
Another one.
Oh, my God.
You shouldn't have gone for it.
You
shouldn't have gone for it, bro. Hey, man, kudos for going for it, but you shouldn't have.
Nah, you guys.
I told you I ate shit
in front of Al. Tastes like? You ate like shit in front of Al, like you did stand up in front of her?
Yeah, because I was like,
why'd you do that?
I was like, oh, Al.
Does Al think you're funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves him.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that she thinks he's funny.
But do you think I'm funny?
No.
No. You don't love me?
They're not the one and the same.
You're stupid funny.
I love you.
Oh, yeah.
You lack in the humor department.
I feel like if, just like rapping, like I can't really freestyle, but if I write, then I'd be good at it. So, but like I haven't wrote anything down. And what I ate shit with was, I feel like I have to stand up to do this, but I said, hey, Al, I got a three-legged dog, and I call him Kickstand, because he walks like this. Kickstand. And then there's more to that joke in my head, right?
Jesus Christ.
And she's like, and then she laughed. At first, she looked at me.
Did you see the act out?
Yeah.
Nothing for that?
She saw the act out, and then she's like, and then she starts laughing. I'm like, so it was okay? It was kind of funny? And then she goes, that was just funny because you laughed at yourself.
Yeah.
Did you laugh at your own joke?
Did you see the irony that you have a really small penis, but you're calling yourself Kickstand?
No. Damn.
It would have been Kick Thud. Kick Thud.
Because it thuds the floor.
No, because you're falling face forward. On your face.
Yeah, good.
Hello.
Yeah,
so, okay, tell them the whole Diplo thing that he stole from you.
Oh, so my joke was always like, yo, if, like, let's say you're in a dark room, someone starts topping you off, turn the lights on, it's a dude, do you let him finish?
Do you know him?
No.
I feel like if I don't know him, it's just a different reaction.
If you don't know him, you're like, gah, 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 gah. My God! My God!
Oh no, it's Ralph Mambosa!
Somewhere in the closet, there's Johnny Bubbles!
No, and Johnny!
And it's me, Rocky Mambosa!
I got the shit end of the stick. Oh, I got the shit end of the dick. What were we saying?
Yo, the evolution of that joke was great. Like, because we never, you guys, nobody ever went there when Ricardo told that joke.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that he brought it back after 4 years and all of a sudden we're throating this random guy.
That just proves that my fucking joke works.
After
it worked
4
back
years.
Then. It worked now. Point is, Diplo. Okay,
yeah.
So.
No, yeah, go ahead.
So just to give backstory, Diplo was asked if I think if he was asked like if he'd ever done anything with a guy, mm-hmm. and then he's like, yeah, probably. And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, I've gotten. I think he said something like,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've gotten head from a guy like in a threesome or like in an orgy or whatever. And they're like, you're pretty sure? He's like, well, yeah.
Still
and,
gay.
And then he's like, but it's not gay. He's like, it's not gay because I don't make eye contact with him.
That was a joke.
Which was obviously a joke. Yeah, I didn't think that he
that's
really...
That's like, it's not gay because we're wearing socks or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's not cheating if we're in different area codes. Which it's not, though. That's actually a fact.
I mean, look, the lifestyle that dude... That
actually, no, it's a fact, Gary.
It's not.
Okie dokie.
Yes, and me!
Hey, why you keep knowing okay. me?
All right, it's a fact.
No, it's not.
It's a facty.
No, it's not. Facty. You hear that, Al? Fucking guy.
Yeah, so what were you saying about it? You were saying something about it.
He was. I think he was asking us, do you think
I don't know. So my thing was, so Diplo kept saying, like, no, yes, he did say the joke, like, it's not gay because I didn't look at him. But I think he said that to kind of cover up, like, I think he realized, fuck, I just kind of said that out loud. And he tried to make it into a joke, but I think he really did believe that.
But it's a great way
if that makes sense. Like, I think he said it as a joke, but I also think he believes it.
It's also a great way to deter. Like, say a little joke like that. Yeah. Like, double down with the joke.
You always, 100% always lean into the joke.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it'll be better for you that way.
I mean, when you think about it, couples do it sometimes. Like, they joke about, like, oh, when I fuck my husband, I think about this person, you know. Or when
I don't think about anybody else when you're fucking me, though. Please. Yeah.
But that's the thing.
What if, though? What if?
But that's what Diplo was kind of.
What if, but you didn't know?
At. Yeah. I'm kick thud over here.
You work. Look, man, 30 years of marriage, I got to imagine somebody else at some point to spice things up. The therapist will tell you.
Think about somebody else?
Spice things up.
Have you ever thought about somebody else while you were with somebody?
No.
Yes.
Well, not with my wife.
Because that's your wife.
I gotta keep my dick up somehow.
Yeah, also, she watches the pod, dude. Yeah. Come on. But, Mike, you said yes?
Yeah, I had to keep my dick up somehow.
Who'd you think about? Me?
The fuck? It's my business.
Me?
Do I know this?
He said me. Did you close your eyes? Is it convenient?
Do I know this person?
Yo, that'd be nasty if like, you close your eyes.
Kickstand over here?
You close your eyes and all you thought of like was... Like one of your boys.
What's Rookie Barbosa? Oh, yeah, no.
It's me, Rookie Barbosa.
It's me, Rookie Barbosa. Here I am, the Rookie of the Michelama.
Now he'll think of you.
All I'll think about is get my dick down.
Oh, Mike, you got such a fat cock. Look at that thing. It looks so great inside my big fat lips.
Speaking of, did you guys ever have...
Clip like, it!
Did you guys ever have, like, something you think of to not nut quick? I'm sure we've talked about this before.
We have.
Mine was mashed potatoes.
Like we haven't, because I've never heard of that.
Mashed potatoes are too sexual.
Churning mashed potatoes.
Oh, for you.
Mashed potatoes are sexy as fuck.
Not for him.
Hold up. They're smooth, but sometimes they're, like, a little bit chunky. Like, a little thick mashed potato. Like, the one that doesn't come off your spoon. A little thick mashed potato.
I think
it was... And you put gravy on it, it's like...
All right, so we know what you splooge. Yeah. What you splooge,
oh,
too.
Food porn ass.
And then you put that on the fucking...
Food porn?
Put that on
the... Here sticking your dick in mashed potatoes. Go to KFC, get no chicken.
You ain't... You guys in the drive-thru for 10 minutes.
Let me get all sides. Can I get all sides?
I'm going to get all sides, no chicken.
Let me get the three-piece combo, but all sides?
Yeah. I think it was the boringness in my head. Of like, they're just dropping a piece of butter, a square of butter, onto mashed potatoes and then gravying it.
Cheap ass mashed potatoes.
And then just like, it's cheap ass, it's not supposed to be fucking chunky ass mashed potatoes.
Is that how it sounds in your head?
Yeah, you got it like David Wayne. He's talking about mashed potatoes. I get the mashed potatoes, you know, I put the gravy in it and I fuck it. No chicken.
No chicken.
Yo, you won't keep saying
I get no respect and no chicken.
Say, give me no respect.
Oh my god. I think that makes sense. You think of step by step on these things.
Exactly. Step by step.
So you're elongating the
dick.
Yeah.
Okay. The dick. Okay. I mean, I don't know where you went, but
no, you're
I get it. Yeah. You're elongating it so you don't have to think about fucking nutting.
Yeah. So it's not that I'm not present there.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And this was
mashed potato's still sexy as fuck, though. I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Especially if it has the skin still, it's like uncircumcised.
For the Christmas episode, you keep talking about this. Gary gonna bring you some mashed potatoes, bro.
Mashed potatoes with the skin.
Nah, I'm good with the mashed potatoes on the skin.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Okay, what's your...
Shout out to the Jewish otters.
Yeah, shout out to the otters, the cheap otters. fuck, can I say that, Holmes? Mike, what's your unsexy thing?
I just look at things in the room.
I don't have
a specific thing.
I feel you on that. Like, I'll be looking at a clock or something. Like,
nah, imagine.
When am I going to come?
Yeah. No, and then I'm looking at like a socket. I'm like, fuck, that socket looks tight as fuck.
Yeah.
I bet that socket is so tight.
Yeah.
So looking at
you have to not be in that. Yeah, get out of the zone because you're in the zone. That's and you're about to nut because you're too in the zone.
Probably look great on this ring light.
Best part, though, like, is when you know you're putting it down and there's a mirror right there. When you're, like, putting it down and you're, like, there's a mirror. You're, like, okay,
but what if, like, you never know that you're putting it down?
Well, no, you know you're putting it down. You can hear it.
But what if, like, you've never heard it?
Okay, I mean, have you never heard it?
Like, I'm asking.
So are you saying like she's been lying to you or?
No, I'm saying like what if you've never heard?
Are you
it?
Wearing like noise canceling headphones or what do you mean?
What if there's no noise?
You have no daddy long strokes is what you're saying.
Are you fucking a deaf chick? What are you doing?
So the mashed potatoes aren't churning is what you're
That's
saying.
That's my wife. No, but what if she doesn't make any noise?
Oh, is that what you're saying? Oh, wow.
What if you just don't know if you're putting it down?
So you're kicked.
I don't think that. No, but it's unfair to define the lack of noise from her as putting it down.
What if she's asleep?
Oh.
Are you what do they call that thing where you fuck a dead body?
Necrophiliac.
Are you a necrophiliac, bro? Yeah. On the side?
What if
not on the side? But
nah, I'm kidding. I'll be putting that shit down.
So yeah, because like I'm trying not to be a dick. I want to yes.
I'm one of the only people that knows where the clitoris is. Do you know where it is?
Mm-hmm.
You ever found it?
Yeah.
That's just like it's like inside the garage, but you can pull that bitch out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be like parked a little bit outside the parking space.
Mm-hmm. I love this guy for many years, and his arrogance is one of the things I love him for. But to say the words. I'm one of the only guys who knows where the clitoris is. Disgusting. What the fuck?
Why didn't you hear that?
Like,
one of the few, baby.
Bro, like, we're like fucking kids in here sitting next to him.
The few, the proud, the Marines.
Oh, my God. That was nasty as fuck. I was not going to let that fly. I love him to death, but the fuck?
I'm a professional potter, man. I do this for real. I make content. All right, clip it.
Clip it.
Hey, call me Mr. Clip It.
No, but before Mr. you guys Clit had it. Your... Before you guys
Because I know where it is. 100% of the
Mr.
time.
Mr. Clit It.
You ever look for it and then like it wasn't where you thought it was going to be?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Pushing on her forehead.
like when you go to somebody's house, the door's open. Anybody home?
Right.
Hello? He Don't be right. alone.
What happened?
Negro. Sorry, I was in the shower.
Remember when you killed Blaze because... A bag of sand.
Yeah, why he didn't know, man?
No, that was because he had to nut quick.
Yeah, he nutted real quick, and he
That's
admitted.
That's probably
it.
One of your best. Why? One of the best stories.
Were you there too?
No, I've heard this story numerous times.
Why do you have to nut quick? No, I really did think he was going to.
It's never
and
not
kill
funny.
Us.
This story's never not funny.
No, it 7 years later, it's not funny anymore. But I really didn't think I was going to die.
I think it's never not funny when somebody. Is the like the butt of a joke and gets butt hurt. I think it's always funny when they get butt hurt.
100%. That's why you do it. Like, hey, you're not my friend unless I've made you butt hurt at one point.
Shouts to Blaze.
I made you butt hurt at one point before, I'm sure.
All three of us.
When he came out and his ass stunk, he was butt hurt.
Yeah, that was probably.
All puns.
Mike, have I ever said a joke to you that made you butt hurt?
In the beginning of our friendship.
That's
but
why
not,
your mama
like,
did.
But like. That wasn't a joke. That was just a fluke.
It was a fluke, but it was a fire.
Hey, but I don't know. Yeah. No, before I met you, I had tough skin, so it was just like wow.
And now my skin is so weak.
The skin so is weak. It's mashed potatoes.
So what's up? No not chunky. Fuck, we thought the same thing, kind of.
Kind of. We're almost there.
Yeah, we thought the same thing, but like in the multiverse.
I remember Rob did it. I took like liberty with like saying some crazy wild shit to Rob.
Wait, I think I remember this joke.
And he didn't talk to me for 2 weeks.
What was it?
I'm not even.
Yeah, he can't. Say no, I remember. Yeah. He can't tell the story.
Tell me my ear.
I'll tell you off pod.
Tell me off ear.
I remember clearly this story, and it still makes me laugh thinking about it.
Nah, I don't want to hear it.
It's out of character for him.
It's like why I think your friends didn't laugh at your dick sucking joke or getting your dick sucked joke. Because, you know, some people just don't yes and.
Yeah.
And it's like they go. They take it in the butt. Not in the butt. Yeah. What's that called? Butt hurt. Yeah, you know.
The butt. You know, the thing's in the butt. It goes in.
It would hurt. Butt hurt. Take it in the butt.
But
Trey, is it gay to play putt golf?
Rainman.
No, I've always had.
Hey, you know what? Go back and revisit that one.
Rainman is great. And the beat is great.
Go back and revisit Encore and give it another shot. Was it Encore? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but I like Rainman off the rip, but not. Yeah. Not a lot.
And
what was the one when he came back? Oh, Relapse, I think it was.
Relapse is great. Relapse is when he went nuts on the rapping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was crazy with the raps on Relapse.
I was born with a dick in my head. Yeah, fucked in the brain. Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck. He was just rapping.
You were born with a dick in your head?
That's what he said in the song.
All up in your ear?
No, thank you.
No.
Mike, so you guys were making fun of me, but are you like Daddy Long Strokes or what?
Am I Daddy Longstroke?
Where yeah, are you jackhammer or are you longstroke?
I'm rough. I'm not a Daddy Longstroke guy.
Damn, ruffian.
Yeah, I'm a ruffian. I've
rough rider.
I think in my latter years I probably won't be, but I've always been a pretty rough.
You hit him with the belly flop?
No, thankfully not.
You climbed a ladder?
I've climbed some ladders
before. That's a ladder. Cannonball!
I've climbed some ladders before.
In my latter years.
In my latter years. I was climbing.
In my latter years.
My God! He killed her!
I splattered chicks.
Oh.
Mike, hey. So I just always wanted to ask this because I've never, you know, I told you before, I don't see you in sexual situations.
You want to, though.
I don't. But, like...
You should start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you should, actually.
I'm sure there's a niche for me.
I'd sign up at a sheer interest.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, like, are you, like, one move type of dude? Or, like, do you switch it up when you're, like, when it's...
I'm going to switch up. Because I like, for me, because there is no... because there's, like... Because you're not sure of the consistency of getting pussy, you try to get every move you can in this one fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're about to nut, you're like, you back it up, eat the pussy a bit. Let me switch the positions so I can get as many positions as I can. So I can see if I still got that skill set in that position.
Mike has sex like when you go to like a Chinese buffet and you get everything on one plate.
No, 100%.
So you're thinking of Chinese food.
You're like, just in case.
No.
Like, just in case I never come back.
Don't bring food into my bedroom, sir.
Just in case I never come back. I get the crab legs. I'll also get a cheesecake.
Yo, you ever brought food into the bedroom, though?
No. Mm.
Like, I remember.
Wait.
I tried that once as a youngin.
What it tastes like?
No, it didn't happen.
I had the flavoring. You know the flavoring gels?
What'd you bring?
Whipped cream and chocolate syrup.
You fucking simpleton.
So this was a young me.
Basic,
I was like,
bitch, how young?
Don't worry about it.
He's trying to get the details.
It was before your parents know how the age you lost your virginity. That's why you don't want to say your age, right?
No.
Do your parents know what age you lost your virginity?
He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I lost my virginity at 17.
Damn, did your parents know that?
Yeah.
Well, they do now. Gotcha. Joker laugh.
Parents don't watch this shit.
Yeah, and I think they've known.
So did they ever...
I was at my mom's house.
What?
It was with my dad.
Did your dad...
Yes, and. Yes, dad.
Did your dad ever have a chat with you?
Yo, sometimes no. Sometimes no, me.
All right.
Okay, so what were you saying?
So I brought whipped cream,
chocolate,
the can, and the
Hershey's?
Chocolate syrup.
The Hershey's one, the squeeze bottle?
The squeeze bottle. And the
about to turn her pussy cream into a sundae.
I was like, all right, let's see where this goes. And it didn't go anywhere. She was like, nah, I'm good.
You trying to turn that trying to turn that shit into a choco taco, you feel
so
me?
So back to you.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought
like I told you, they had a, you know, I'm sure they sell it at the
sex
stores.
Like an ice cube on a titty.
Yeah, Ice Cube on the titty, or while the dude sucking your dick.
Wildin'. This motherfucker right here. He almost had me. Nope. I hit him with the wildin' real quick. I Nick Cannon. Why? Still I wonder.
And I wonder.
My so I found runaway. The original song run, for run, that, run, the run. Sample.
Yeah.
It's such a nice, like, chill mm-hmm. song, bro. It's very pleasant.
For what?
And I wonder.
No, it's like, this is my song.
Yeah.
And it's called My Song, but I forget the guy's name, but.
Yeah. Afrika Bambaataa.
No, no, bro. It's a fucking
song. DMC from Run DMC. No,
bro. You don't know him. Oh, you might know him, but it's not what you think.
Duran Jones and the Impressionists.
No, not at all.
Okay. Here's something. One more thing I want to talk about.
Hit me with it.
Last night I had a dream. I had two dreams. You ever had a combo dream, a dream and a nightmare?
Combo
break. That was the Meek Mill.
I had a dope ass dream a week ago where, not to cut off your story, but all of a sudden, remember the Usher, You Got It Bad video? Mm-hmm. And he was like sliding and dancing in the video.
The rain and stuff.
Yeah. So I had a dream and I was at this party and people were like, yo, he can't dance. And then I started dancing and I danced like Usher in the video. And I was fucking crushing it. And you ever wake up and like you wake up and you're disappointed? Like, fuck, that was so tight. Like, I wish I could go back to sleep and live that life because that's who I want to be.
That was actually what
that's who I want to be.
You want to be Usher?
I want to be Usher. I want to be Usher Reed. Labi Cifre?
Yeah, that's why I say you'll never get the name.
Yeah. He has a lot of good songs, actually.
Yeah.
What's his name? Say it.
I can't. But I know he.
Say Labia. His name.
Jay-Z sampled. There's a Jay-Z song.
Say his name, Gary. Sorry.
So the dream, I had a nightmare first. Last night I had a sugar-induced nightmare, I think. Because I went out. Al's been watching this show called Drink Masters.
Okay. Ooh, I love Netflix. That shit where they create fucking drinks and shit.
Yeah, it's like a competition show and they're making drinks. So we were working out, watching this show, and then I got into like, oh, let's go watch the Laker game at a bar. But let's go, not to a brewery or nothing, let's go get some signature cocktails.
Okay.
And so I did, but usually they have a lot of sugar in them. Mm. So I woke up.
You didn't want to lose a foot.
Yeah, exactly. I woke up in the middle of the night.
At about noon.
Yeah. But no, it was about 4 a.m. And then when I went back to sleep, this is when the dream hit me. Mm. Or the nightmare. Now, it wasn't a dream. I don't know. It's a nightmare. It's going to hit you. So this is, I'm like riding my car in this area, right? I'm not too familiar with a lot of the little streets. So I'm taking a little street trying to get to work. Mm. And then I get out of the car for some reason and I go into this parking lot. Because
the cop asked you to?
Yeah. I got stopped, you know. Hey, you had too many signature cocktails.
Get out. You had too much sugar.
You got diabetes.
Look like you got
Give me your
sugar.
Foot.
Yeah. That's how they get it off.
Yeah. Give me your ID.
Get back in the car.
Hey, you're not Ralph Bellbosa.
Hey, Suki, officer. I'm his brother, Johnny Bulbosa.
Yeah, it's Johnny.
I should have seen that coming, but I did not.
Yo, that was actually pretty fucking good.
I did not. I should have.
Way to bring it back, Raz.
You know, as the words were coming out of his mouth, I saw it happening, and I was like, fuck, I should have known this was coming. All
right, but this is the nightmare part.
Okay, finally.
It's like, I'm in this parking lot, and like,
bitch.
I don't know why the parking lot keeps getting tighter and tighter. I'm getting claustrophobic.
It's like my man pussy.
Like, I'm going through little, like a cave. Like, I'm going through a cave, and boom, this guy pops out like this bum.
Hey, I'm Ralph Bellbosa.
Yeah. No, he said, do you pay rent?
Fuck. Mom?
And I said, mortgage. And then he goes away, right?
You told him mortgage. Wait,
this is a nightmare, bro? Holy
this is my shit. Nightmare because now everywhere I go, things are getting tighter.
Mortgage.
Yeah, things are getting tighter and tighter, right?
Damn, quit bragging.
Hell yeah. Oh, fuck shit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then so when I can't even move anymore, boom, the guy comes in through a little hole. He's like, Do you pay rent?
Again?
Again?
Freddy's nightmare?
Yeah. And then at that point, I can't move. Uh-huh. And then his face is right there. I'm like, yo, I'm waking the fuck up.
Yeah, no.
Boom. 100%. I wake up.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I wake up. I couldn't go back to sleep for like an hour and a half.
I bet. I'm fucking scared for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
He rolled over to bed, babe. Do we pay rent?
Have we ever paid rent before?
She said, you don't.
Get your free broke loader. Ass.
Freeloader.
What's your broke ass?
South. And bank then, count low.
And then I had a good dream.
How's it feel to be supported by your wife?
Oh, man, it's all right. Okay. Ain't bad.
Hey, do you?
Ain't no shame in the game, bro.
Yeah. But now my good dream, Al does stand up. Al does stand up.
Okay.
Yeah. And she kills. And like all these stand-up comedians, we got like Godfrey, we got Eric Andre, we got like, and all they're the coming B-list. Up. And they're like, oh, you did so well. And then they say, oh, what's up, Raz?
They know you?
Yeah. They give me dabs and shit. I'm like, oh shit, what's up? What's
Godfrey
up?
Said, what's
a
up?
A bunch of comedians. Like
a bunch of bums.
The who's of comedians.
You mean even Ralph Balboa?
Me, Ralph Balboa. I mean, comedian, stand-up comedian, Ralph Balboa.
Yeah.
But, who actually is a stand-up comedian.
Well, that's why I've been, yeah.
And like, it was funny is that I was having the best time in this dream because I would be like, oh, and how are you? Because they'd say, hey, how are you doing, Rez? I'm good. How are you? And they're about to walk away. You know how, like, just like an interaction, they just.
Yeah, cool. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they turn around and be like, well, tell me about their fucking day and shit. And then Ludacris comes by.
Luda!
And then
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, Ludacris is like, what's up, Rez? And then I say, what's up?
Son.
What's up, Luda? And then I say, or he's telling me about his day. And then my alarm comes on and I wake up.
Oh, I heard, man, you got too late last night. That's where I wake up to.
St. John. But I was having the best time in that dream. So have you guys ever had a dream nightmare combo?
Yo, you ever have a dream you get like like you find money? I hear. I heard. If you find money in a dream, it means you're gonna like, you're gonna come into money or something.
And, you're gonna come.
You're gonna come from money. You're gonna jack off with dollar bills. No, but so like, I'll have a dream where like, I'll find this money and it's like unclaimed and it's all mine and I'm like, oh fuck, I have all this money now. I found a backpack full of money, and then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh fuck, that money's gone now. And I'll be like, I wish I could go back to that dream where I found that knapsack full of money and just spend it on bullshit.
Yeah.
Those kind of dreams I have that I keep and I want to go back to.
I have two issues. I have...
I want to get a new girlfriend.
One of them is... One of them is I can't ever find my car. I have this dream maybe once to twice a month where I'm looking for my car, and I finally like,
dude.
And it's always different instances. Yeah.
So who are you, like Ashton or Sean? Michael, I'm Michael Murillo.
I am he. I am the God. And so there's a lot of details in that, but I'm not going to go into it. But the other thing I have is, if I wake up and go back to sleep for like an hour nap, that hour is always a nightmare. I always have a nightmare in that 1 hour.
What do your nightmares consist of?
They're different, bro. Like.
The devil.
Nothing satanic. It's just things that you don't. It's nothing satanic. It's just things that I don't.
Michael, to me, the devil. The devil's just like some flamboyant gay guy.
It's just things that I don't like. Like,
you hate gays, remember? Michael, time for your pegging.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have, the hour-long nightmares is all.
It's me, Ralph Barbosa, the devil.
I'm also the devil. It's me.
Your name is Rookie.
Good one, guess. What's your name?
Rookie Barbosa. You guys are haters, man.
So, what the fuck? I'm trying, you to ask me to tell a story. You just keep chiming in, bro. Like, what do you want me to do?
You said you would stop.
Exactly, man. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Take us out. You're off the rails.
100%.
So who is gay?
Diplo.
That's correct. Okay, let's I don't have the air horn saved on my thing, so I got to do it myself. Kind of the same way. What did I do? It's lit in here, huh? You know what that sound is when you hear the whistle? It's been the Otter Boys, OTR, off the rails. I've been rich, all up in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy the building, definitely in the building. Potter. I know you wanted me to do it. It's me, Ralph Bambosa.
Yeah, that's right. It's me, Johnny Buff.
Potter to my right.
Like I said, Johnny Buff.
Bye, Johnny.
Are we out?
See you later, Rookie. And it's me, Rookie Bambosa.